It's time for All Things Northwest with Northwest Missouri State University President Dr. John Jasinski. Each month, Dr. Jasinski will visit with community and educational leaders about exciting developments and collaborations happening throughout our region. And now, the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski.
Welcome to this month's edition of All Things Northwest, a show devoted to all the good about the people, places, events, and stories of our region. We highlight the great work and the great play, the collaboration, and the developments throughout our region, and please know there's so much to celebrate. We here at Northwest Missouri State University and your public radio partners, KXEV, KRNW, hope you've enjoyed the beautiful fall, had a great harvest season, and enjoyed the Kansas City Royals' run to the World Series. I am pleased to welcome you to the November edition of our show. We'll provide two segments this month. In segment one, we feature Mark Ford. He's the Director of Organizational Development and Human Resources at AgriVision Equipment. We'll be discussing the partnership between AgriVision and Northwest Missouri State University and the benefits it provides both organizations. We'll also talk about the sector of agriculture. In segment two, we welcome Ms. Becky Albright, the superintendent of Maryville R2 School District. Becky will be discussing all the great things happening in the school district, student successes, and so much more. Thanks for joining the All Things Northwest team, and we hope you enjoy this month's edition. To begin, I welcome Mark Ford to All Things Northwest. Mark has been with AgriVision Equipment for nearly 3 years. As Director of Organizational Development and Human Resources, his primary role is to direct and support the assessment of organizational needs and design. He directs the overall administration, coordination, and evaluation of the human resources functions within AgriVision Equipment. He's also company point for directing the implementation and evaluation of programs that facilitate the professional development and continuous learning of team members. Mark has over 25 years of experience in organizational development and design, human resource management, recruiting, training, sales management, and business development. Mark, welcome to All Things Northwest.
Oh, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we appreciate it. And to begin, maybe for our listeners, you can provide some background on AgriVision Equipment, what you do, your location, a bit about your organization's history.
Oh, absolutely. AgriVision Equipment is the result of a merger in 2014, January 2014, between two organizations, very strong John Deere dealerships, A&M Green Power, which was on the west side of Iowa with five dealerships and five locations, and then Barker Implement, which had eight locations, and that would have been more central Iowa and then a little bit toward the east as well. Through some consolidations and whatnot, we have 10 right now very strong locations in southwestern Iowa. We have been a John Deere dealership in some way, shape, or fashion for over 100 years. One of our dealerships actually started in about 1899. And we see ag being a very important component to all the communities we're involved in. Ag is the hub of many of the communities that we're involved in. And for us to be able to be a partner, to be a player, to be a leader in that type of an industry, in those types of communities, it's an important role. It's a lot of responsibility, a lot of accountability. We have about 300 employees right now spread across 10 locations. We go all the way from the Missouri River to just east of I-35. And we go north to about Interstate 80. And then south, we work in the northern tier of Missouri. That's our area of operation from John Deere. And we feature anything used and new equipment, large ag, small ag, haying equipment, skid steers, lawn mowers, lawn equipment. We're a full-service John Deere dealership, and we focus on sales, service, and support. And we have a strong and loyal customer base, and we're proud of what we do.
Well, strong background, obviously, and now kind of a changing environment. And for our listeners, I think you all can appreciate the state of business and industry changing so dramatically in front of us. We've talked in this program before about higher education and our industry changing. But Mark, when you think about the state of your business and the industry, maybe talk about the vision of the company, where you see, you know, some of the challenges and changes within the industry, because I know John Deere is changing as well. So kind of holistically about the industry, the challenges, the changes ahead, vision of the company.
Well, for the ag industry, particularly the large ag equipment industry, prior to probably mid-2013, kind of in the heyday. There'd been 5, maybe 7 years of just incredible business being done, sales within the company. Producers were doing well. Prices were fabulous. The economy was steamrolling along. And it's interesting to watch the trends, because this isn't the first time these kinds of things have happened. Many times when the general economy begins to stagger or slow, the ag economy will pick up steam. And then when the general economy begins to pick up steam again, many times the ag economy will slow. And that's what we've seen. We don't necessarily see it as, you know, the end all of the ag industry. We see it as more of a correction. We're getting back to what we call normal in reality. The producers in large ag, small ag around us, who operate as a business, who are smart, who are working with their bankers, who we have the good fortune to be partners with, to understand what their long-term goals are, to understand their operations, to understand their family, and the legacy that they want to leave and want to give to their families as next generations come in and take over their businesses. It's a very important role for us, and it's not just John Deere. It's not just AgriVision equipment. It's been that impact in the ag industry around the country, and there are various components of the ag industry right at this point in time. Large ag for a while was stuttering along. It was trying to get its legs under it and get moving again. And right now we're hearing of some of the largest harvests that some of our producers around us are having. And it's regionalized. It's right in our general area. We get a little further east, we get a little further west, and it's not so good. But throughout some parts of the ag industry, the cattle and haying industry has been doing very well. And so for those segments, for those customers who we work with, things have been going well for them. And the lawn industry, the small ag industry, the acreages, when the large ag part of the business begins to slow and we see the rest of the economy picking up, well, it's time for the rest of the economy. They want John Deere lawnmowers. They want those small tractors on their acreages. So luckily, we're diversified, and I think AgriVision equipment, trying to forecast as much as we can, prepared well for that. We're a strong company, and we have strong ownership. We have a strong board of directors. We have folks on our board who've been in this business a long, long time. They've lived through good times. They've lived through tough times. And it's good for us to have that measurement, to have that experience on that board to help us, you know, realize that we have to fly right. So the industry at this point in time, it's a new day. There are new challenges for the industry. Technology is a much bigger part of our industry than it ever has been before. It was interesting. It was less than 2 years ago. The CEO of John Deere, Sam Allen, came out and he said, John Deere in 5 to 10 years will be known as a technology company. And we've taken that to heart. A lot of our producers have taken that to heart. We start talking precision farming, agronomics, what it takes to maximize production, to maximize time as a resource. Those kinds of things, when we can help a customer realize those kinds of profits, that kind of maximization and efficiencies, that puts us in a very strong position, not just now, but for the future.
So there's no question, Mark, your company, but your industry certainly has and is changing, and John Deere's, you know, obviously leading the way to talk about being a technology company in the next 10 years. So what's all that mean for AgriVision equipment as you think about maybe the top three highest priority items for AgriVision equipment? What might those items be in the future?
Well, right now, just if I were to reflect on that, first and foremost for us as customers, our customers are our guides. Our customers help us. They challenge us. They support us. They're loyal to us. But then the stronger the relationship we have with them, the stronger the relationship we have with the rest of the industry, our internal experts, our subject matter experts, we understand not just where we're at today, but where we're going to be, where our customers are going in the next 3 to 5 years to act as, you know, advisors, as consultants with them, that gives us the real opportunity to be on the cutting edge. And we're very proud at AgriVision Equipment that even John Deere recognizes that in us as a dealership. It's not uncommon for John Deere to come to us and say, we have a beta program that we would like you to be a part of. It's not uncommon for John Deere to come to us and say, now you as an organization, because of your integrated solutions, your precision farming, your agronomics, your programs working with data and data management with your customers, you're doing what we're projecting for some of our other dealerships to be doing in 3 to 5 years. So help us build that model. We take great pride in that. It takes a lot of investment. It takes a lot of forward thinking and that leadership, and there's risk taking. But we also see our customers doing the same thing. I love the ag industry. I don't care if you're John Deere, if you're a different color. The folks in the ag industry are eternal optimists. If it's not going to be this year, it'll be next year. If it's going to come. We have that long-term investment. We're invested for the long term. We're invested in our communities, and we're going to see this through salt of the earth, realistic, reasonable people. And so when we start talking about the top three priorities, first and foremost for us is our customers. Also for us then would be community. And when I say community, it's not just community external, it's community internal. Community external for us is making the long-term investment in our communities. We talked a little bit ago about how ag many times in our smaller communities is the heart, you know, of that community. It might be the insurance, you know, industry in that town. It might be the bankers in that town. It'll be the suppliers in that town in some way, shape, or form, the grocery store in that town, businesses like our own, implement dealers, service providers, seed companies, chemical companies. Many times those smaller communities revolve around the ag industry. And when you start talking about, you know, the values of those small communities, the values of the people who are invested in farming, invested in ag for the long term, their kids, their grandkids, for us, it's key that we have those relationships in our communities. We work with our folks to make sure we're not just investing in our communities as a business partner, but that our employees are coaching Little League, that our employees are involved in their city governments, that our government or that our employees are involved on community betterment groups. Those are the kinds of things that are important to us as an organization. So community, both external and internal. When I say internal, it's do we provide, we want to be the employer of choice in those communities. And that means you have to do more than just pay well. That means you have to provide a great place to work, a great place where people feel they can develop, they can be more. They're part of a team. They're part of something bigger than themselves. And not only that, you know, they can take care of their families, they can take care of their communities. And so that community part of it is very important to us as an organization, because whether we're talking to someone about a piece of ag equipment, a sale, or whether we're talking to them about data, we're talking to them about, you know, managing a particular piece of ground and the inputs that might be going into that ground, you know, in the next planting season, those relationships are long-term. Those are people we're going to sit next to at a Friday night football game. Those are the people we're going to run into at the grocery store, you know, walking down the aisle and stop and visit. You're going to sit next to them at church. It's those are important. We have to be able to have those kinds of values, that kind of integrity and trust to be able to hold our head up high and have our customers say, you are a business partner with me, because it is our intention to be in this. We've been in it over 100 years now. But our goal is to be in it for another 100, 200 years, as we don't see ag going away. And so we're invested for the long term.
Well, it's certainly a lot going on with customers and community. Listeners, you're listening to All Things Northwest on KXV Maryville, KRN W. Chillicothe. I'm your host, John Jasinski, talking today in our first segment with Mark Ford. He is the Director of Organizational Development and Human Resources at AgriVision Equipment. Mark, AgriVision Equipment and Northwest Missouri State University have formed quite a partnership. I mean, I think back to your description of being exposed to Northwest and then what's transpired since then. So for our listeners' sake, can you kind of take us through getting to know Northwest and how it's come along? Because we've got a lot in place over the last many, many months.
Oh, absolutely. Barker Implements had a strong relationship with Northwest Missouri States for many, many years. Lonnie Barker, the Barker family, strong supporters, alums of Northwest Missouri State. We've had alums from Northwest Missouri State within A&M Green Power and then the combined company, AgriVision Equipment. And I got to tell you, John, it's the passion of alums and fans of Northwest Missouri State is impressive.
We hear that a lot. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
there have been times when I am awestruck, honestly, because it's forever green. I mean, we see that as well, being right. John Deere, right. But it is truly forever green, and people who wear that badge proudly. And so when we start talking about a partnership with Northwest Missouri State, my first real, true, in-depth exposure to Northwest Missouri State would have been probably last year about this time for a career day. Came in with one of my HR managers to do some recruiting. We brought in a couple of folks to come in and talk to students, who, by the way, are some of the best in our area. And I'm enthusiastic, well-prepared. Your faculty does a great job.
We like to hear that, too.
But I had a small break, and I thought I'd take it upon myself to go and meet some of the folks in the Ag Sciences Department because I was interested in talking about internships. And I wanted to see what we could do to strengthen those relationships, to build that internship program, because we were very serious about that as an organization, investing in internships. And I had the good fortune of walking over to the Ag Sciences Department. So it was a little quiet that day. And I was warmly greeted, and I introduced myself, and, oh, we've got a group of people you have to talk to. And she wandered me back in through the department, and Arlie was back there, and he had just gotten back from vacation. And he and I sat, and we probably chatted, I'll bet, almost an hour. And I really wasn't expecting that. I was expecting maybe a 10-minute, how are you, here's a business card. But I knew even at that moment, Northwest Missouri State was different. Arlie says then, we need to go talk to Rod. Rod's teaching. Let's go pull Rod.
And listeners, these are faculty members, Dr. Arlie Larson, Rod Barr, our school director of Ag Sciences. So you get a chance to talk with these gentlemen.
Absolutely. And they pulled me into a room, and we started talking about the possible and what John Deere and what AgriVision Equipment could do to help in the Ag Sciences Department. The vision and the passion of the folks who were in that room caught fire with me because I feel the same about the industry and I feel the same about our investment in our young people. And I could see it in action. These were hands-on folks who said, we want our students to come out career ready. We want our students to be well prepared to understand the world, to understand the industry and what's possible. And that theme has kind of stuck with us, possible. So we started talking about what the Ag Sciences Department needed now. One of the things was could we get some equipment? It took us a while to get that worked out, but we got a tractor on campus. We got Green Star equipment, data management equipment. We got it here on campus for students to use, hands-on, get in it, drive it, run it, see how it operates. Those kinds of things we knew we could do right away to help ignite that partnership. So the equipment here on campus, the tractor here on campus, I was invited to come in to speak to some seminar classes. I did that. And even in that, speaking to those seminar classes, the mission was to talk about the industry. But even from those brief opportunities I had in front of students, the enthusiasm from the students coming back and saying, you struck a spark with me. I want to be a part of this. How do I become a part of it? Because of just those brief interactions we had, we created some internships and some internship opportunities just for Northwest Missouri State University students. And as that, and there were simultaneous things going on. We had a meeting up at our Red Oak location, and we invited the faculty. We invited Rod and his team to come and see a dealership and experience a dealership. And let's talk about what's possible, because we were talking about exchanges, subject matter expert exchanges from AgriVision Equipment with faculty, you know, from Northwest Missouri State. Let's get some practical hands-on experience. The thing about it that amazed me, it was easy. And I think it's easy because we have common goals and sincere people and people who really want to make a difference and will invest their time and energy into this to make it happen. That's been one of the key differences in the relationship with Northwest Missouri State that we haven't experienced with other organizations.
Well, we should mention, too, listeners, it wasn't just a piece of equipment. It was a John Deere 832 precision ag-based, and it's allowing our students to learn what is possible out there and be tuned into industry, et cetera. So, you know, Mark, we've had our leadership teams actually meet together. So
yes.
We've brought up some of our leadership team to meet with your leadership team, and we've even had our basketball coach come talk to you, et cetera. So a lot's happening within the relationship. But you guys have chosen to invest in Northwest Missouri State in different ways. And, you know, why? Why Northwest and, you know, why our students, et cetera?
Well, first and foremost is the ease of the relationship. It just seems natural part of the relationship. I have to tell you, honestly, it's been the interaction, even the initial interaction, with those who we worked with in the Ag Sciences Department. Meeting those folks, seeing them eye to eye, understanding where they're coming from, common values, and what we're all truly after, and the sincerity of that. Naturally for us, for Northwest Missouri State University, there are a large number of students on this campus who come from our area. And they come here on purpose. They come here with purpose. And for that same reason, we feel it's right for us to invest in Northwest Missouri State University for the long term, because those students are the ones who are being trained. Those are the ones who are going to come out career ready. And if they want to come back to Southwest Iowa, South and Southwest Iowa, be a player in their communities, be invested in their communities, and be a part of our organization, it's win, 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 win all the way around. The students win, the communities win, the university wins, and AgriVision equipment wins. And we are sincere about that, about that effort, and about that goal. But Northwest Missouri State University has been so easy for us to form that relationship with. It's not stiff. It's easy. We can sit in a room and we can truly talk about how can we advise on perhaps an ag dealership management certificate program, those kinds of things, so that we have that outcome base. We have students who are walking out of Northwest Missouri State University well-trained. They've got a world experience. They've got real hands-on experience, and they're ready. And they come to us, and maybe we've had the opportunity to influence a little bit, to be a part of that training, that education for those folks. We've maybe given them an internship, some hands-on experience, and they understand our organization and the industry itself, and know that they can go out there and they know what's possible.
Well, we talk here at Northwest Missouri State University a lot about being profession-based, and that is exactly what Mark Ford just described between AgriVision Equipment and Northwest Missouri State University, having our students being ready to jump into the profession, working within an organization, doing internships, hands-on kind of activities, and so on. And so that profession-based is important, near and dear to Northwest Missouri State's heart, very important to employer base. And Mark, there's no question. You're mentioning the ease of which you've been able to interact with Northwest, and I often say it. You know, what you see is what you get. We are sincere. You know, we care about our students, about our communities, much like you do, as you were describing earlier. AgriVision Equipment also has chosen to invest in Northwest in our Forever Green campaign, the campaign for Northwest Missouri State University. You have chosen to invest in scholarships and also a leadership program that will be in the summer. So maybe talk about those investments, because I think that's very important for listeners to hear about. You're investing in a lot of different ways.
Oh, absolutely. The scholarship aspect of it, we know that there are students, even in the communities we operate within, who financial means, the ability to come to a great organization, institution like Northwest Missouri State, maybe a little out of reach, maybe something that if a scholarship from AgriVision Equipment helps them make that decision and they can align here, they can get involved in a program, and we can help be a part of that, We see that as investing in our community. We see that as investing in the future of the students and just the industry itself. If we can help make a difference there, that's important to us as an organization. The other part of what you talked about is that the Precision Ag Academy. We've been talking about that for probably almost 8, maybe 9 months with the Ag Sciences Department. A Precision Ag Academy here on campus next summer. We've committed to that for at least 3 years. And we only said 3 years, but let's keep talking, right? And so that Precision Ag Academy we're seeing as an opportunity to bring in high school ag instructors from the region, not just right here in the immediate area, but from the region, and also to invite those high school ag instructors to bring students with them to the campus. And if we can be a part of something like that that's industry-based, let's talk about technology, let's talk about the industry, and if we can be there to be a part of that, you know, that makes us proud to do that, to be able to help make that happen for those students, for those instructors, for Northwest Missouri State, for our industry, and of course for AgriVision Equipment as well. But it's not just about us. It's about, you know, we know that every student who goes to Northwest Missouri State University and the Ag Sciences Department is probably not going to end up with AgriVision Equipment. But in some way, shape, or form, they're going to touch the industry. They're going to touch the industry. They're invested in the industry. They're excited about that. They have passion for it. And if we can help keep that going, if we can help convince them, you know, that even if coming to Northwest Missouri State is the right step for them because they see the program, they see the involvement, they meet the people who are part of the program here, I think they'll be convinced that Northwest Missouri State is the place for them to further their education.
Well, we are deeply appreciative of all that you are doing at AgriVision Equipment and certainly investing in Northwest and certainly our students. Listeners, you can tell that Mark Ford from AgriVision Equipment, when he talks about passion at Northwest, there's equal, if not surpassed, passion there at AgriVision Equipment. Mark, if you can if students are listening and provide some advice to students, you know, we get them to be career ready and get them ready to graduate, all that we do on the student success side, retention, graduation, job market, job placement, and all that. What advice would you have for Northwest for us to help our students? What should we do to help students, help you, help the industry?
Well, I have to tell you, first and foremost, being involved in mock interview days, being involved in the career days, some of the most well-organized of those events we participate in the entire region. So our hats off as well to your career services offices here on campus. They are a very professional group, and you can tell they care a great deal. They're very passionate about the success of their students. Many of the students who come to us are well-prepared already. Their resumes are well-prepared. The way they dress, the way they present themselves, you can tell they've been coached, and they've been coached well, and that makes a difference. When we're looking at resumes, we very rarely have to worry about the format of the resume, but when we start looking a little more deeply into that student and what's on that resume, have they taken it upon themselves to go above and beyond? Are they, even in high school, were they involved in FFA? Were they involved in 4-H? Are they involved in some of the ag sorority or fraternities and organizations? Are they involved in other ag-related type clubs? Do they have leadership? Have they taken on leadership roles in those organizations? To us, those are the seeds. Those are the core of who we want involved with our organization. Then the next step beyond that, Even here at the college level, what internships have they been involved with? And in those internships, were they a truly involved internship where they learned, where there was a program, where there, and they can talk to us about that internship. The thing I really like, I sat down in an interview. This is probably the fifth time I've been on campus in the last few weeks. I sat down in an interview just a couple of days ago with one of your students. And that student was talking to me about an internship for 2016, an internship with AgriVision Equipment, because they see that as the next natural step in their growth to be ready. And I honestly have to tell you, it just made me tingle a little bit, because I'm like, this student knows where they're going. But that's not uncommon. That has not been an uncommon experience for what we have with Northwest Missouri State University students. Being involved in the industry, if we can sit down with the student and they understand the industry, they understand where it's going, they're paying attention to media, They can come and talk to me about Chinese markets during an interview. If they're that plugged in, they're that much further ahead when we start talking about being prepared to come in and talk to our customers. Yeah, communication. Can they write well? Do they speak well? Do they shake our hand? Are they confident? Do they look us in the eye? Those may seem very basic at some times, but those truly are what we're looking for, because anyone at any point in time in any of our locations has to be able to meet a customer face-to-face, shake their hand, and say, I might not know the answer, but I'm going to find out. And that customer then has to think, they've got my back. I can trust them. They've got integrity. They've got the values that I look for most in an organization. And from Northwest Missouri State, it's interesting. We had several interns involved with us over the last year. One of them, she happens to graduate in December. Well, we made sure to offer her a full-time job before she graduated, before she came back this semester. And she just knocked the ball out of the park. She was not afraid of anything.
Did she accept, by the way?
She did.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, it's all great advice. And obviously those skills and competencies, we do hear from a variety of employers that it's fairly consistent across industries. So super advice as we begin to close. As you think about the partnership, AgriVision Equipment, Northwest Missouri State University, that we've been working hard and creating and not having a total script to it too, by the way, you know, kind of having a bit organic kind of development of partnership. How do you see it evolving over the next 3-5 years?
Well, first and foremost, the Precision Agriculture Academy that we'll be targeting to start next summer. That's certainly a part of the next 3 years and beyond. We see that as an opportunity to go beyond. We've talked about externships. We've talked about the opportunity for faculty to come and work within our locations for real hands-on experience and doing an exchange as well, having our subject matter experts in the classrooms, working with faculty, with students hands-on. Let's sit down and let's go through a Green Star system and data management, and let's work with you, maybe work with you on the farm. Right here, well, basically part of the campus. And can we give you practical hands-on experience so you're ready when you hit graduation and it's time to go out and find a career?
And you've been helping us develop curricular ideas, if you will.
Yeah, well, and one of those ideas, I think, is several certificate programs are under consideration. And one of them is an Ag Dealership Management Certificate that we've been talking about. And that's not just a John Deere certificate. It's not just an AgriVision Equipment certificate. I'm working with the faculty knowing full well that we're going to bring in other ag industry leaders and equipment dealers from around the country, and let's build a program that we can all be proud of that gives us all those career-ready students, you know, at the end of that program. So those are just a few of the things. But then, of course, investing in scholarships, investing in internships, and at the end of the day, I think the golden nugget are jobs. Jobs. We are a growing organization. We have targeted ourselves. We are strong. And we see ourselves growing in the next 3 to 5 years. With that means there will be career opportunities with our organization. So if we can be a part of helping to build those potential employees of AgriVision Equipment going forward, working in partnership with Northwest Missouri State University, we see that as a win-win-win-win all the way around again.
Well, we talk at Northwest about being profession-based, not just about enrollment, but retention, graduation, placing students, but it isn't just, you know, getting them out first day on the job, but being career ready, because we all know that they'll change jobs over time, but also being productive citizens, contributors to the good of society, contributors to the community of which they live and work and play. And you've described that throughout this segment of All Things Northwest. So on behalf of Northwest Missouri State University, our School of Agricultural Sciences, and all that have been part of this partnership, we thank you for being here on the program and all that AgriVision Equipment is doing in helping communities, helping our students, helping Northwest Missouri State. Thank you, Mark Ford.
Thank you.
Listeners, that's Mark Ford from AgriVision Equipment. When we return to All Things Northwest, we'll visit with Maryville R2 Superintendent Miss Becky Albright. We'll get an update on what is happening in the Maryville R2 School District and learn about her transition to the school district. You're listening to All Things Northwest on KXEV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for All Things Northwest comes from SSM Health Medical Group, offering patients 10 locations and access to 46 primary care providers and specialists associated with St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. More information is available at ssmhealthstfrancis.com/locations.
Welcome back to the November edition of All Things Northwest. I'm your host, John Jasinski. We'll now visit with Ms. Becky Albright, the new superintendent at Maryville R2 School District. Becky joined the school district this past July, having served previously as superintendent at Trenton R9 for 9 years. She served the Trenton School District for 16 total years, one as an at-risk instructor and coach, three as the assistant high school principal, two as the middle school principal, and one as the high school principal. Prior to being in Trenton, she worked in the Mountain Grove School District as a paraprofessional and language arts instructor. A graduate of Jamison High School, she received her bachelor's degree from right here at Northwest Missouri State University, her master's from then Southwest Missouri State University, and her specialist and doctorate degree from William Woods University. Her husband teaches at Maryville High School. She has one son attending here, Northwest, as a sophomore, another attending the Missouri Academy of Science, Mathematics, and Computing here at Northwest, and another son at Maryville High School. She's a member of the Maryville Optimist Club and the Maryville Host Lions. Welcome, Superintendent Becky Albright, to All Things Northwest.
Thank you, Dr. J. I appreciate coming. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate you joining the school district and bringing your leadership to the district and certainly our community. Talk about your transition so far, you know, transition to the community and certainly to Maryville R2.
Well, it's been a great transition. It's actually gone more smoothly than I could have hoped or expected. The people here have been very warm, very welcoming. And in some ways, since both my husband and I went to school here, and when we were first married, he worked at a nearby school in Nottoway County. So it's a little bit like coming home, I guess. So that's been great. We found a great place to live. We got moved in over the summer and started work July 1. And thanks to a great staff out at Maryville R2, immediately felt at home, and it's been great.
That's great to hear. And of course, we say the new superintendent, but July 1, and here the program's airing in November, so you can't even say new anymore because you've had so many things to interact, you know, and address, et cetera, at the school district. And we'll talk about some of those. But before we do and kind of get into the nuts and bolts of Maryville R2, for our listeners, if you can take a step back and talk about your own personal philosophy of education. I think if we start there, then we can talk about, so how is Maryville R2 doing and what is Maryville R2? So your personal philosophy of education.
Sure. Well, I think education is really and truly the way to a better life for kids. And I'm not just saying that insincerely. I truly believe that. You know, I myself, I was a free and reduced lunch kid when I was in school. My parents worked. My dad worked at a factory for 38 years. We're blue-collar people, and he really instilled the importance of education in me, and I started out at the ground level when I was in high school. I worked as a custodian during the summer at the school. As you mentioned, my first job out was at a paraprofessional, and I did a lot of substituting when I was in college. And as you rattled off all those different positions, I've really done just about everything in education. It's led me to where I am today. And like I said, I wouldn't have gotten to this point without a lot of hard work and education. So I really think that that's what education does for people. It helps them improve their station in life.
And I know that you and I have talked about the 3 R's. Maybe you can reference those for our listeners, because I think they're central to kind of your leadership as well.
Right. Rigor, relevance, and relationships. People used to say the 3 R's were reading, writing, and arithmetic, and those are still really important. But I think kind of a new twist on that is rigor, relevance, and relationships. You know, rigor refers to the idea that education isn't easy. It should challenge kids. If they go to school all day and they feel like they haven't been challenged, I'm not sure how much they've learned. So there's a sweet spot between it being too hard and it being too easy. And I think that's what the place we're trying to get to. So it's just enough uncomfortable for kids that they're feeling challenged and pushed, but yet it's easy for them to succeed. relevance. I think it's really important for kids these days to understand what education can do for them and how they can apply it to real life situations. I feel really blessed to be able to work with the technical school here in Maryville R2. I think that's a great opportunity for kids. Sometimes I think folks think that, and nothing against Northwest, but college isn't the only path to an education. Any post-secondary training is good for kids. And I think we're very fortunate to have that opportunity right here for the kids in the region. And in case they don't want to go to college. Relationships, you've probably heard the saying that kids don't always remember what they learn, but they remember who taught it to them. I think that's really true. Good teachers are, they're rare gems. Some of them just connect very well with kids, and I think that's what truly motivates kids to succeed in classrooms. It's the relationship they have with those teachers.
Well, it's a great personal philosophy, and I know many others throughout the country. I think Bill Gates talks about 3 R's and how foundations can help teachers achieve those 3 R's, et cetera. But as you think about how one might look at a school district, we'll get into kind of your thoughts about Maryville R2 and what's happening, right. But how one evaluates the overall structure of a school district, how does Maryville R2 fare in this larger evaluation process?
Okay. Well, the state of Missouri, through the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, they have a formal evaluation system. It's called the Missouri School Improvement Program. I think it initially got underway probably in about 1990.
MSIP for sure.
MSIP, yes. Yeah, okay. And right now we're in a cycle called MSIP 5 because it's in its fifth revision. So every few years, the state likes to look back, see what they've done, see what they might do differently, and it changes. MSIP 5, I think, got started about 2013. So we're maybe in the third cycle of that. And at the end of the year, they put out kind of a summary comprehensive report for schools, every public school and school district in the state of Missouri, and that's called an annual performance report. You might hear us reference it as an APR. Mm-hmm. Well, Maryville's report, like every other school's, was released on the 23rd of October, and they did outstanding. Their score was a 95.7, which ironically was the exact same score that it had last year. That's a great score. So they did very well on that. The APR itself references 5 specific areas. One of those is academic achievement, which looks at the standardized tests that students take starting in grade 3. We refer to those as MAP tests, and then in high school they have end-of-course exams. It goes into subgroup achievement. You get a smaller subset score on that, and that looks at your students who are free or reduced lunch, different race, ethnicity, students with disabilities. Those are pulled out and looked at separately. Also career and college readiness, which would be where all vocational programs come into play, how students do on tests such as the ASVAB or the ACT, students that go through our vocational programs and get placed in careers, what our percentages are on that. You also get scores on attendance rate, how many of your kids are coming to school at least 90% of the time, and then graduation rate as well. So those are the 5 main areas, and every district gets a score in each of those sub-areas, and those are put together. It's not a true average. They're weighted in different capacities to get the overall APR score.
You're listening to All Things Northwest on KXCB Maryville Care and W. Chillicothe. We're talking with Maryville Superintendent Becky Albright. And Becky, you're really discussing kind of the metrics, the measures of which, you know, are used to evaluate Maryville R2. Listeners, you've heard me talk about Northwest Missouri State University and kind of the measures, and it's similar in a way. You know, we have 5 broad measures the state looks at, and we go into subcategories, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to the Maryville R2. You know, 95.7, cuts across 5 areas, doing well. So let's go away from that and into, so you've been here since July 1. You've seen some definite strengths in Maryville R2, the school district itself. Talk about some of those strengths that you've seen.
Well, the first thing that I notice when I think about Maryville R2 is the breadth of programming they have available for students for the enrollment. I mean, for the region, we're a larger school than some of the other schools close to us. But in the big scheme of things, it's still a small rural school. And I think the opportunities for kids are numerous. You know, whether you're interested in sports, fine arts, we have several co-curricular activities. And not just school-sponsored in that they go out and actually compete, but we have several just clubs, like fishing club, a magic club. There are several things like that. So if you're a student and you say that there's nothing for me to do, you're probably not looking very hard because there are a lot of things, there's a lot of variety, and you know, just a lot of good adults there willing to lead and share their expertise in those different areas. Academically, we offer a lot of things. You know, whether you're a learner with some disabilities or you're an advanced learner, we have those opportunities. We have a strong special education department. We start offering gifted education this year for our upper-level high school students. They can take a wide range of dual credit, AP courses. You know, again, the options are there for students. I think also just if you're looking for careers by having that vocational school, there's yet another great opportunity to get some hands-on training. So I think the biggest strength for the school district is just the opportunities that it has for its students, especially when you consider its size. You know, I think another strength, and this was testified to by the staff, we actually had a staff meeting a few weeks ago, and I had them list on just a sheet of paper by group things they thought, three things that you think are great about our school district and should never be changed, and three things that maybe we ought to look at and review. And overwhelmingly, the groups came back, one of their top three things was collaboration. And expanding on that, they feel like we collaborate amongst ourselves very well, but we're also responsive to the community. We collaborate, we involve students in planning. So I think that's great news. That's one of Maryville School's core values is collaboration. And it looks like, at least according to our staff, we have that perception that we're doing that.
Yeah, tremendous strengths. And of course, every organization has strengths and maybe some opportunities to perhaps improve or some needs to think about doing things differently. So maybe talk about some of those areas that you've identified early on.
Okay. Well, we're working right now on a strategic plan for the school district. The last one was written in 2010. So it's time. Usually those plans last about 5 years and then they're reviewed annually. You know, I think it's important that I have some things that I identify as the leader of the district. However, I really think my job is to be responsive to what the community wants as well. So I spent some time these first few months talking with staff members. And those conversations will continue. We're getting ready to involve some students in those and eventually some community. We'll be doing some surveys, some open house forum type sessions, trying to get some feedback where they want to see the school district go. And then we'll formulate a plan with some goals, objectives, and specific actions we're going to take to achieve those. So, again, I think it's the community school, so they need to weigh in on where we need to go next. You know, right now, one of our big goals is to get our construction finished. We get that resolved, and then we're moving forward in that area as well. I also think that just in general, one of my special projects, I guess, or things that I'm interested in is early childhood education. And in coming to Maryville, we have a program, but I can definitely see some opportunities for that to grow and expand. Right now in the district, we employ a half-time parents as teacher, and we have a couple preschool classrooms. But I think our numbers, when you consider the size of our town, are fairly low in both programs. So I'd like to see in communicating with people in the community where they want that program to head and maybe give some direction there.
Well, you referenced construction projects. For our listeners' sake, maybe describe what the projects are and, of course, the status.
Okay. Over at the elementary school, we're actually adding on to the existing building a new kitchen facility and commons eating area. Right now, the commons is small enough that only one grade at a time can eat, so lunches extend from really brunch, mid-morning to early afternoon. So with this new facility, we'll be able to eat or feed two groups at one time and cut that down to a more reasonable lunch. You know, the standard expectation for lunch. It's going great. It's on schedule, looking to be completed in mid-February. They have put up the shell of the building. The steel is installed. We're actually doing some exterior brickwork, looking to possibly have some roof and decking going middle of November. So that project's up out of the ground and running. Over at the high school, Performing Arts Center is the focus there, and it's coming along. It seemed like it wasn't progressing quite as quickly, but because of so much of the work being underground, there's really things going on. There's a lot of concrete down there. Recently, we finished the floor pours there at the Performing Arts Center. Steel's arriving, and we're starting to go vertical with that construction. So I think from here through the rest of the winter, you'll see progress a little more quickly than we did when we were just pouring floors and doing underground rough-ins for
actually
utilities.
See progress,
exactly.
You know, above the ground and all. When's the expected completion date of that project?
Well, we have our fingers crossed. We're hoping to be done and actually use that building for our back-to-school workshops for staff in August. So that's the goal, and we expect to have classes in it next year.
Also, you know, in our daily operations, security is big, university level, school district level, et cetera. Talk about some of the security measures that you've been implementing.
Well, the newest change has been in our door security, and I think that's actually been planned for quite some time, but we were finally able to get that implemented. At the high school now, the front door is a secured door, so any visitor coming during school hours will not be able to just open it up and walk in. There's actually a monitor outside. They have to push a button, and then someone in the office who's monitoring that will greet them and grant them access where they'll be instructed to come to the office and sign in. And we have protocols if it's someone that we don't recognize or there's anything that seems suspicious. We have protocols for how to handle that. But, you know, that would be a rarity. We don't expect to have any problems. We just want to be prepared in case we do.
So, Becky, the district is certainly making an effort to continually enhance communications. This is an area that you have focused on. You and I have talked about ways that we reach out. Talk about some of the ways that you're reaching out to internal, external communities.
Yeah, we're trying to do a lot of different things. Some are just a continuation of what's happened before, and some are new. I personally write an article for the forum once a month. I have a superintendent's blog that can be accessed through the school district website, and I add to that periodically. I'm also on Twitter at Becky M. Albright if you want to follow, and I tweet everything related to the school. Staff, we're taking turns with other administrators to write an article once a week for the Nottoway News Leaders. We're in both the Daily and the County. I do radio interviews as requested, as do other staff members. So we're trying to do a lot of things external to get people involved so they know what's going on at the school, just with the idea that it's a community school. The high school this year introduced their Spoofhound mobile app, which I would encourage anybody who has an interest or a student at the high school to get on there. They get daily announcements. There's schedules. If you're going out of town to a ball game, you can write from that one app, locate a map to where you're headed. So it's very handy. It's a very useful tool. Internally, we're also trying to increase communication. Anytime, we're a small school, but anytime you have three different locations, you have some challenges in communication. Sometimes email is a great thing, but sometimes we rely on it too much. Face-to-face is probably the best type of communication. So I've started having a district staffing once a quarter where we all come together, talk about pertinent news to the district. Good question and answer time. It's also a good time to celebrate, you know, who's just personal things, who's getting married, who's having a baby, who's got an advanced degree, just to share those things. So I think it's important that we do that.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you have brought to the community, you and your family, what you're bringing to the school district, and we look forward to so many good things ahead. That's Becky Albright, Maryville R2 Superintendent. Becky, thanks for joining All Things Northwest.
Thank you for having me. Always look forward to the opportunity of sharing the good news from the Spoofhounds.
And that's a wrap for this month's show. All Things Northwest is a program devoted to all the good about the people, places, events, and stories of our region. We thank our guests, Mark Ford from AgriVision Equipment and Becky Albright from the Maryville R2 School District. Thanks, too, to our producer, Brandon Travis. We call him B-Trav around here. He's a student at Northwest Missouri State University, along with KXCB General Manager Rodney Harris. Thanks to you. Don't forget, you can listen to past programs of All Things Northwest by going to our website, kxcb.org/programs. You can listen to those past programs, listen to this program, and please provide that along to your friends and neighbors. Friends, take good care, treat each other well, provide good works for others, and keep celebrating and advancing our region. I'm Josh Osinski, and thanks for your support of All Things Northwest, Northwest Missouri State University, KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, and Public Radio.
Theme music for the program was composed by Northwest professor Dr. William Richardson. The music was recorded by vocal music education major Jordan Andrews, piano, music major Daniel Bates, bass, audio and production major Mark Ludwig, drums, and Dr. William Richardson, trumpet. The program is written and produced by multimedia journalism major Ben Noley. Join us again next month for All Things Northwest.